Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show. Big issues, big guest. So when we get a story like Brian Sims and what's going on over here at 12th and Locust, we try to move that along, see what the remedy is, and to make the point usually on these stories, the inconsistency of the media and of what progressives are forced to have to admit. Not one progressive here has spoken out about any of this, even though it's gone national in the area. Not one. And I don't know that Brian Sims suffers any damage in his home district here in Center City. My guess is minimal. Deep down, they think that the people that are at 12th and Locust are out of line. Ashley Garrett is the mom that you saw. And this was more compelling to me, even than him beating up on this verbally, this older woman who clutches a rosary, my God, in that Ashley was there with three kids, three teenagers, two of whom were her daughters. And he gets into this tired line. This guy crawls with everything, you know, under fire, the real you comes out. It's unscripted. And he goes racial. The racial part of this is the thing, too, that's not being looked at. Ashley joins us here. Fresh off the Tucker Carlson Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ashley, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, impressive that Tucker Carlson, with all that's going on in the world, led with that last night. That was kind of surprising in the middle of it. So Carlson kept on talking with you, Ashley, about something that I want to do. Your sense of the go-to here for Brian Sims, other than bullying, haranguing, being met with a smile and "We'll pray for you," essentially didn't stop him. The racial part of this.
Yeah, I mean, I said to Tucker last night that, of course, didn't make any sense to me because, as Tucker pointed out, and certainly as we had in mind, we want all these babies to be born. You know, we want babies of any color to be born, all of them to be able to come into this world protected and loved. And so that was confusing to me. Also, what was obviously extremely confusing was that my daughter's friend is not Caucasian, but ultimately that doesn't matter. But
yeah, it was a nice touch. She had the presence of mind to say, "Far from it, buddy," to Brian Sims.
Yeah, so, I mean, the gift to us is that it gave us a moment of levity. Like, it just pointed out to us in the instant how absurd the entire interaction was, because my daughter's friend was with us, and she's not a racist. I'm not a racist. You know, we're there because we love these women and their babies and all the people who are working in the clinics. We love them, too, and we're there to pray for them. And racism was not a part of it.
So what do you do? We saw the older woman, and this is the thing Sims doesn't understand. My God, he's a hulking guy calling this old white lady. She's clutching a rosary. You can't script it. A movie director can't script something like that. What was your sense of it? Did you know Sims? Did you know what was going on at all when this happened?
No, I had no idea. So I'd been to clinics, I would say maybe five times to pray, and I'd never had any interaction verbally with anybody other than if there were other people at the clinic to pray. So this was my first encounter of any kind, and it was surprising. It was a shocking experience with him.
I got to say, though, you guys held up there. You know, if I were his defense attorney, I couldn't make a case that you guys were petrified and afraid. That's what I liked about it, particularly the daughter's friend, who playfully said it back to him. That's the way to deal with this. That must have really enraged him.
Yeah, I was very proud of the girls in the moment. I'm even more proud of them now. They handled themselves so well then and, you know, had the clarity of mind to be able to kind of roll with the situation and point out the absurdities as they were happening, but do so respectfully. She said, "I'm not white, sir." I mean, she was so polite about it, even as we were kind of amused at the ridiculousness of what he was saying. So
now, the danger with this, too, though, and the part where legally, you know, he may have gotten into something. Your daughters are minors, clearly, and the other girl is, too, 15 to 13, I think. And when you're threatening them, we know about minors, and even when minors allegedly commit murder and all that, we know about privacy and all. I mean, it's a deep type of thing to be doxing them. So yeah. Has there been any problem for them now that this is out there pretty widely?
Thankfully, I can tell you that we have not received any negative feedback. My daughters have not received any negative feedback or their friend, as far as I know at this point. I know we have so many people in our community praying for us, and I'm really grateful for that. So we have felt the protection of those prayers up until this point, and I'm so grateful as a mom for all that's meant to our family.
What do you want to have done here? Sims apologized to Planned Parenthood. He didn't apologize to you, to his constituents, or the older woman. What would you like to see done?
Well, mostly what I would like to come out of this is a substantive good. My husband created a GoFundMe, a fundraiser. All the funds go directly to the Pro-Life Union of Philadelphia. We're not a pass-through at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think right now we're almost at $25,000. Every single dollar that goes into that fundraiser, into the Pro-Life Union's account, that buys diapers, that pays for women's rent who are in crisis pregnancy situations, that pays for education in the pro-life movement to support other sidewalk volunteers to help them receive training so that they can continue to do this important work in peaceful, prayerful ways, and to provide the women of the city with real alternatives, and so that they can know that they're supported and that the people in the pro-life movement are not there to judge, but to love them and help them along this journey, and to provide whatever we can to support them in bringing their children into the world. So I know the link is available widely, but it's gofundme.com/pro-life-philly. And every single dollar goes directly to the Pro-Life Union and their important work that they do every day in our city.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the harangue he tried to use, Ashley, on the older woman about, did you feed one baby today? Did you clothe one child? And all this stuff. That's the usual tactic. And I know the pro-life movement here locally gives lie to that by trying to give these women a head start with this and trying to provide the financial resources, sometimes pretty large, to do that. Now, would you have interest? We have a state representative who wants to proceed on another front. This is such a public matter. It's probably an ethical violation, a censurable thing. And I think that's a thing to do, to send a message of consistency here, that guys like Sims and others cannot verbally. You guys were able to deal with this, but the woman was, I think, traumatized. Would you want to talk with them and possibly go to Harrisburg? They want to have an official apology, and they want people to come forward to put pressure on so that Sims is forced, one way or another, to admit this was wrong.
Yeah, so I think it's critical that the message is very clear that my daughters and I were exercising our free speech rights, and we were expressing our faith in a peaceful way, and that is our primary constitutional right. And, of course, I know Mr. Sims, as I hope, as an elected representative, understands that even more deeply. Unfortunately, he was not interested in protecting the rights of especially my children or of the elderly woman. And that's a shame. That was a grave error on his part. And so anything that can happen to really make that point that this is a freedom of religion and a freedom of speech issue, and that those of us who are praying, who are speaking out on this issue, we're exercising our rights that were enumerated in the Bill of Rights. And, you know, James Madison lived in this city. He was the father of the Constitution. He was an author of those Bill of Rights. And, you know, we're American citizens, the same as anybody else. And so what we do and say as citizens is as valuable, as important, and deserves the same protection as anybody else. So, it's an important issue.
All right. Well, it's done. We'll have Stephen Berard's office get in touch with you. And I'm thrilled to hear that because I think it'll be compelling. And the way you guys handle this, I always love that, the presence of mind to be respectful, push back, a little bit of humor in there, too. It just does wonders to see that. And it's remarkable, actually, you and your daughters and their friend, because, you know, under the gun like that with a maniac coming at you in this manner, it's pretty hard to do. I mean, anything could have been said there when you're under pressure like that. I've said stupid things, even though I do this all the time. So nice job in raising them and the stuff that they're engaged in. It was remarkable.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Berard will be calling you, Ashley, and certainly the GoFundMe page. Would you give that one more time?
Yes, thank you. It's GoFundMe.com/ProLifePhilly.
Very good. Ashley, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.